has a charter that requires recycling of all commercial and multi-residential properties, but they're not enforcing that law.
Investigative Post Telvox says the city's recycling rate checks in at just 12 to 16%. The national average is 34%. Telvox investigation revealed that many citizens have no idea recycling is mandated.
The education component is going to be huge, because if there's one thing the city has really struggled with, it's educating the importance of recycling, the fact that it's for businesses and multifamily, the law here, and that there's great benefits in doing so financially and for the environment. They've just had a real hard time getting through to people about that in all neighborhoods and businesses.
Telvox says San Francisco operates an expensive recycling program with enforcement. It includes ticketing citizens who fail to recycle proper items that are tossed into their trash. Now, you may recall our WBFO news story last spring when the city rolled out large green recycling totes for residents. That only increased curbside recycling to about 16% over the summer, but there's been a drop since then. City Public Works Commissioner Steve Stepniak told Telvox it doubled the rate, but Buffalo schools never receive the green totes, nor do the city schools recycle all the items that they should. Telvox reports totes will now be heading to the schools.
These new green carts to the schools, and it's going to be a slow process. They started with two. Then they're going to introduce some of these green totes to more businesses. And they're going to also both have outreach programs for the schools and businesses and see if they can educate the populace more about the benefits of doing this and get more participation.
Buffalo also failed to replace its full-time recycling coordinator who left in 2009, but the city posted the job after Investigative Post inquired on this story. The city is missing out on reduced landfill fees and rebates. Telvox says it's costing Buffalo taxpayers more than $1 million in potential savings. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.